journey of 1,000 miles begins one step at a time. This is a short selection from Window Seat on Full Service Radio.
On the line, I'd like to introduce my brother, my guest, who is joining in. And I'm so happy because I love him so much. Brother Stick, yeah, you on the line. Yeah. You on the line.
What up, Bobo?
What's up, Stick? Oh, man, this is my brother right here. Okay, can I just tell y'all, his music definitely impacted my life. When Let's Get Free came out, I mean, it was the anthem. Funny story is, during Dave Chappelle's Block Party, right? Uh-huh. I was, I don't know, like 18 or something like that. Lauryn Hill was going to be there. They were having a Fugees reunion, and I was like, look, I got to be up in there. But I, you know, I didn't really have a way to get in. So I kind of like, I'm just kind of like chilling at the door. I snuck in. They was like, who are you? Who are you with? You know, you're not supposed to be in here. Right. And I kept sneaking back in, right? And they finally put me out for the last time. And my cousin said, come on, let's go home. They don't want us in here. You know, keep some pride about yourself. So I said, fine, we're going to just go ahead and leave. And I'm leaving like, I can't believe, because Lauryn Hill hadn't gotten there yet. And I said, I can't believe I ain't seen Lauryn. And Stickman walks in the room, and he's singing this song that my mother wrote about the Trail of Tears called Oklahoma Trek. And he's just walking by saying, Chickasaw, 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 Chickasaw. And I turned around and said, how you know that song? He was like, you know, he had been at a show where I performed it, and I didn't know. And anyway, he asked me if I could sing. And I was like, yeah, I can sing. He's like, you know any of my songs? I was like, I know all your songs. And I ended up performing at the Dave Chappelle Block Party and being in the movie. Pumping leg muscles working. I take off on the runway. The asphalt is my airport.
But I fly with my feet on the floor. Get away for an hour or more. I'm a student of martial arts. I'm a student of Qigong. I'm a runner. I'm an archery instructor. My wife put me on a game about how diet affects our ability to heal ourselves. That changed my life. You know what I mean? I was in the street life and all that, and those disciplines helped me, you know, see a much more powerful way to live. And I wanted to share that with the platform we have as Dead Prez. And so we created RBG Fit Club to kind of summarize some of that in a way that people could get into, instead of like a fan club, you know what I mean? A fit club, a lifestyle, a movement. In my journey, there was 5 principles that kind of stood out of how I, you know, went from 40s and blunts and stress and chicken and beef and all these things to the lifestyle I live now, what we call healthy gangster.
Healthy gangster, I like that.
There were 5 principles that really stood out, and those were knowledge, nutrition, exercise, rest, and consistency. I had to become aware, I had to get the knowledge of the power I had that I was abusing. You know, I had to become a student, be open to information, you know, and to apply it.
For the rest of the episode, visit windowseat.fullserviceradio.org. It feels like I'm running on empty, I'm running out of time.